Quiet Mind, Day 51, Letting Go of the Ring. When we lose what we love, we find what we are. When I was seeing people as a counselor and spiritual teacher, I used to counsel not just with words, but with presence. One woman I visited regularly stood out. She was a school teacher in her mid-40s, and her body was losing its battle with cancer. Her doctors gave her only a few months to live. Sometimes a few words were spoken during those visits, but mostly we sat together in silence. As we sat, she had her first glimpses of the stillness within herself that she never knew existed during her busy life as a schoolteacher. But one day, I arrived and found her fuming. Her diamond ring was gone, a family heirloom from her grandmother. She was convinced her caregiver had stolen it. Her eyes flared with anger, her voice sharp with betrayal. She demanded justice. Should she confront the woman? Call the police? "This ring isn't just a piece of jewelry," she said. "It's my grandmother's. I wore it every day until the swelling from the illness made it impossible. It's more than a ring. It's part of me." That right there was the ego speaking loud. Loud and clear. The defensiveness. The instant emotional reaction. It wasn't just about the ring. It was about the story she had wrapped around it. I asked if we could do something a little different. I asked a few questions and mentioned that she wouldn't have to answer out loud. Just feel into the answers, like tuning into a radio station that doesn't use words. "Do you realize you'll have to let go of the ring? Maybe even soon. How much longer do you need to be ready to let go? Will you be any less without it? Has your essence, who you really are, been diminished by the loss?" We sat in silence, a real one this time, not the angry kind. And after a while, she looked up and smiled. Not the forced smile of politeness, but the kind that comes from deep inside. "At first," she said, "my mind screamed. Of course, I've been diminished. But then I asked the question again, not with my head, but with my being. And suddenly I felt something real, a peaceful, alive presence. My I am. I've never felt it before, but it's there and it hasn't gone anywhere." "That," I said, "is the joy of being. You can't think your way into it. The ego runs on thoughts. Being doesn't. The ring wasn't really the ring. It was a thought you tied your identity to. The I am got tangled up in mine. But when you let that thought go, what's left is you, the real you." In her final weeks, as her body weakened, something paradoxical happened. She started glowing, not metaphorically, but in a way people around her could feel. She gave away many of her things, even some to the caregiver she once suspected. And with each act of release, her joy seemed to grow stronger. Life gives you exactly the experience you need for your own evolution. How do you know it's the right experience? Simply because it's the one you're having. Now, is it wrong to feel proud of your stuff? To get a little envious when someone has more than you? Nope. That's not a sin. It's just ego. And ego isn't evil. It's just asleep. When you catch it in action, don't scold yourself. Smile. Maybe even chuckle. We've all been fooled by the ego at some point. But the moment you see it for what it is, that's the beginning of freedom. And remember, your ego isn't you. Thinking it's your personal flaw? Yep, that's more ego.